Gracias.
Thank you very much, Chair. A very good afternoon, everyone. I would like to begin by thanking the State Party for their availability and willingness to participate in this constructive dialogue. We will be examining the effective enjoyment of human rights in Georgia and their protection. I trust that this will be a beneficial process for human rights and for the country itself as a signatory of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, to which we all have a duty. I have two questions on issues 12 and 13 from the list of issues. The first is on liberty and security of person, and particularly in the first paragraph of it, on administrative detention. So according to our information, administrative detention in Georgia is still regulated by a code dating from 1984. At the time that the State Party put forward its replies to the list of issues, which was in November 2020, the Georgian Parliament was envisaging an amendment of this law, albeit without abolishing administrative detention. Could the State Party then please inform the committee about the state of this parliamentary process? Specifically, could we please be informed on how basic and especially problematic issues on this matter, such as the duration of preventive detention, the burden of proof which currently rests on the detainee, or the right to appeal the detention decision be regulated? Could the State Party also complement the information which has been provided, according to which police officers advise those under administrative assistance not to call a lawyer because they do not require legal assistance and it would be very expensive to provide? Is there any kind of documentation that reflects the point at which an arrested person requests lawyer's assistance and the time elapsed until the lawyer in question becomes involved in the case in a real way? According to the information we have received, in 2019, 1,802 individuals were arrested for an administrative offence. Could the State Party inform the committee about the number of administrative detentions which were executed between 2020 and 2021? The second paragraph of this issue is on conditions of detention. In its replies, the State Party has reported that a new form has been designed following the Istanbul Protocol in order to denounce ill treatment of detainees, and that all complaints under this issue are sent to the State Inspector Services. Would it be possible to know how many complaints of ill treatment of detainees have been effectively processed in recent years? How many of them have led to a formal indictment? And how many of them have finished with a guilty conviction? In its replies, the State Party does not provide the committee with information on two issues specifically which we consider to be relevant. Firstly, on actions taken to reduce inter-prisoner violence and the influence within prisons of informal prisoner hierarchies. Secondly, persistent serious shortcomings in the provision of mental health care. It would seem that there are not enough psychiatrists and clinical psychologists within the penitentiary system. Could the State Party please complete its replies with the due information on these two issues? I will now move on to issue question 13, which is on the legal fight against drug trafficking. In its replies, the State Party has informed